how are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Very good.
On a crisp Saturday morning, Lauren Nidell stands at the exit of the Chepachet Transfer Station in Gloucester, or more informally, the town dump. Most residents drive through here sooner or later, as Gloucester has no trash pickup. Nidell hands out political flyers to passing cars.
Hey, how are you doing today, sir? Very good. I'm running for town council. I hope you consider my campaign and vote November 8th.
Town council?
Yes.
Sure.
This is Nidell's first bid for elected office, but not her first foray into politics. During the presidential primary, she served as the state contact for Bernie Sanders, helped organize the push to get him on the ballot, and was a delegate for Sanders at the Democratic National Convention. Nidell says she was drawn to Sanders' progressive brand of politics.
And his honesty, his integrity, the way he stands up for the 99%, and his willingness to fight the good fight without worrying about his political future.
But Sanders' political future did not include becoming the Democratic Party nominee this year, much to Nidell's disappointment. She says she now faces a tough choice.
It's a toss-up between writing in Bernie Sanders and voting for Hillary Clinton. It's close.
Most major polls show Clinton leading nationally, and Rhode Island hasn't voted Republican since Ronald Reagan. So Nidell feels free to vote her conscience as she considers writing in Bernie Sanders.
So it's a safe write-in. And my allegiance has always been with Bernie Sanders. And I have to consider my year and a half of work with Bernie Sanders and where I align with on a holistic level.
Nidell's opposed to Trump, but she doesn't agree with some of Clinton's positions, including her approach to foreign policy.
She also has not come out against fracking, nor has she come out in support of the Native American indigenous people that are fighting on the North Dakota Access Pipeline.
Hillary Clinton has come out against some fracking, including projects opposed by state and local governments, according to the watchdog website PolitiFact. But environmental issues are the key reason Nidell decided to run for Gloucester Town Council. She's opposed to the power plant proposed in nearby Burrillville for fear of pollution to surrounding communities.
So Bernie really did inspire me for a few reasons. He inspired me to really take action in environmental activism, and to just represent the people, let the people be able to choose who their voices are.
But some former Sanders supporters are now choosing to vote for Clinton with less reluctance.
So I think it's kind of like the choice between lesser of two evils right now.
Rohan Rastogi is a junior at Brown University and supported Sanders during his primary race. Students and young people helped mobilize Sanders' grassroots efforts across the country and helped propel the senator to his win in the Ocean State.
He actually has a vision that resonates, I think, with what the young generation wants. Clinton is a very good figure, but she's not great at, like, sentiment. She's not very good at being appealing.
Still, Rastogi says most of his friends are now on the Clinton train.
I'll be voting for Clinton, right? Because it might seem like, oh, I don't agree with her, but, like, you have to look at it pragmatically. There's not really much option right now.
Fellow Brown student sophomore Aiden O'Shea also voted for Sanders in the primary.
All the people I know that supported Bernie, which were a lot of people, I think people have, like, I guess converted to Hillary, and I don't think there's any kind of dragging their feet in that sense. And I think most people I know who supported Bernie are very happily supporting Hillary now.
Sam Bell is the state coordinator for the Rhode Island Progressive Democrats and was an ardent supporter of Bernie Sanders. He says he's now going to vote for Hillary Clinton. He says he believes there are very few Sanders supporters in Rhode Island now voting for Trump.
The choice in this election couldn't really be clearer. You know, we have a Democrat who, you know, maybe isn't the most progressive Democrat we could wish for, but, you know, is fairly consistent within the mainstream of the party.
But Rhode Island College student Leslie Angel says she's still not convinced.
As far as I know, I could still do a write-in for Bernie Sanders, so I kind of want to do that.
The real impact of Sanders' primary run may be found farther down the ballot, with people like Lauren Nidell and other Rhode Islanders who say they were inspired by Sanders to run for political office. This summer, Senator Sanders began the organization Our Revolution, a political organizing group focused on supporting progressive candidates across the U.S. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.